clap those hands unto the Lord and give him high praise today. It is wonderful today. Amen. Real quick, before we move on any farther in this service, amen, I wouldn't be a good pastor if I didn't acknowledge our newlyweds. Would you give the Lord a great big round of applause for our newest married couple, Brother Harold and Sister Debbie Dotson? Amen. They were joined in holy matrimony last weekend. I was thrilled to be a part of that service. We love you guys so dearly. We appreciate you. Make sure you make them feel appreciated today. Tell them congratulations at the close of this service. Amen. We're so happy for them. A new chapter opens in their life. How many know God operates in seasons? He don't operate, Brother Joe, in time and minutes and hours and years like we do. No, God operates in seasons. Amen. And we're so thankful for their new season. Amen. And we're praying God's blessing on them, that he will use them for his glory. Amen. And bless this sacred union into which they now enter. Stand with me if you would. We're going to get ready to turn to the word of the Lord. Amen. I am uberly excited. Is that a word? Uberly? Yeah, okay. Uberly excited to be able to minister the word of the Lord to you today. I'm going to tell you, I got something burning in my soul. And listen to me, Sister Tina, I've already made up my mind. Whether you help me or not, I'm preaching. So I'm just telling you. I'm just going to tell you right now. I already made up my mind. Whether y'all get behind me, whether you want to help me, Sister Vic, I got a word from the Lord and I got to give it. I don't have a choice. I'm commissioned today. I already know what God has told me. See, there's times when I don't know. And I'm searching and I'm asking God, but today I'm not confused at all. I know exactly what I'm supposed to do, and I know exactly what God told me to say. I got a word from the Lord today, and I was just wondering if this body's going to help me preach it. Is anybody going to help me preach the word of the Lord today? Amen. Join me in the book of Numbers, the 13th chapter. The book of Numbers, the 13th chapter. I'm going to read to you very quickly verses 23 through 33. Numbers 13, 23 through 33. If you do not have a Bible, the words are provided for you on the screens to my right and my left. If you need a Bible, please see us before you leave this place today, and we'll make sure that you leave here with one today. Amen. Numbers 13, 23. Shout yes if you're there. Numbers 13, 23. The word of the Lord says, "And they came unto the brook of Eshcol." We're reading about how that Moses had sent the spies into the land of Canaan. How many remember the story of the spies being sent into the land of Canaan? This is where we're picking up our text. The spies have gone over into the land. The spies are about to return from the land. Now listen to what the word of the Lord says. "And they came unto the brook of Eshcol and cut down from thence a branch with one cluster of grapes. And they bare it between two people upon a staff. And they brought up of the pomegranates and of the figs. The place was called the Brook of Eshcol because of the cluster of grapes which the children of Israel cut down from thence." Verse 25 says, "And they returned from searching of the land after 40 days. And they went and they came to Moses and they came to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh and brought back the word unto them and unto all the congregation, and they showed them the fruit of the land." Verse 27, "And they told him and said, We come unto the land whither thou sentest us, and surely The land is flowing. Everybody say flowing. Surely the land is flowing with milk and with honey, and this is the fruit of that land. Nevertheless, the Bible says the people be strong that dwell in that land, and the cities are walled, and they are very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains. And the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. Verse 30 says, and Caleb stilled the people before Moses. Caleb stilled the people before Moses. And this is what he said. He said, let us go up at once and possess this land, for we are able to overcome it. We are able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, the men that went up with Joshua and Caleb said, we are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we are. And they brought up an evil report upon the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that is eateth up with the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw are men of great stature. There were giants in the land. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our sight as grasshoppers unto them. And so we are in their sight. Two out of the 12 came back and said, God has given us this land. We need to take it. But 10 out of the 12 said, it's too great. The people are too great. The walls are too high. And the land is too diverse. And we cannot take this land. Saints of God, I feel like I need to tell you today, there are moments when the Word of God paints a picture that is so vivid, so alive before us, that it captures both the beauty of God's promise and the challenges that we will face trying to obtain it. I mean, no, we don't always just get a picture of the promise. Sometimes we get a picture of the promise and the challenge. Amen. And by a commission of the Holy Ghost, I feel an unction from the Lord today to speak this word into the body of Christ. How much, everybody say how much. How much can a cluster cover? How much can a cluster cover? We're going to have some fun in the house of the Lord today. Lay your Bibles down gently in your seat. High five the neighbor that's worshiping next to you. Amen. And for everybody that's going to help me preach today, I want you to give the Lord a great big hand clap of high praise all over this house. Would you clap your hands unto the Lord and give Him praise today? Thank you, Jesus. Come on, somebody. Thank you, Jesus. Your promise is greater than our challenge today. Ooh, how much can a cluster cover? How much can a cluster cover? The Lord bless you. You may be seated in Jesus' name. Amen. But don't sit down on the Holy Ghost today. Amen. In Numbers, the 13th chapter, the children of Israel have come to the very edge of their destiny. They are standing at the threshold of their promise. How many know our promise is closer than we think it is? The children of Israel have been through so much, Brother Ken. Brother Mike, they're standing right there at the edge of Canaan. Their promise is right before them. They're at the very threshold. And Moses, the pastor appointed unto the children of Israel, pulls a man from every tribe, the 12 tribes of the children of Israel, and he sends one man from every single tribe into the land of Canaan. And he sends 12 spies into the land to search out the land that God had already promised them. They go, they see, they return with a report and with a cluster of grapes that is so large that it took two men to carry this one cluster of grapes. Amen. Two men to carry it on a staff in between them. Much, look at this. This is props BBA style right here. We got Brother Caleb. We even got Brother Caleb and Brother Joshua in the house of the Lord carrying the cluster for all you folks today. Amen. It took two men to carry the cluster of grapes on a staff between them. Amen. The cluster from the valley of Eshkol was not just fruit, church. It was evidence. Everybody say evidence. Come on, it wasn't just the fruit of the land. It was the evidence of the living God. It was the evidence of the promises of God. Amen. It wasn't just fruit. It was evidence. It was proof of God's promise was real. It was proof that God's word was true. Amen. And that God had already done what he said he was going to do. And he had already prepared a land that was flowing with milk and honey and fruit that was so great that one person couldn't carry it alone. Can I tell you, your promises are too big for you alone. Your promises are too great for you to carry by yourself. You need the unity of the body of Christ today. It was proof that the promises of God was real. That God had already prepared for his people, amen, an abundance, a plenteous, a land that was flowing with milk and honey. Yet, alongside of the grapes, guess what they saw, Sister Vic? They saw giants. The picture of God's promise that was painted, Brother Bo, didn't only allow them to see the grapes, they had to see the giants also. Can I tell you, sometimes the picture that God paints for us of his promises does not only include the promise, but it includes the challenges that we must overcome to obtain the promise. Amen. And that's exactly what the children of Israel saw alongside of the blessing. They saw the reality of the obstacles. And let me tell you something, I came to remind this church today that the blessings of God outweigh every obstacle that stands in your way of every promise that God has given you. Come on, somebody, the blessings of God are greater. The blessings of God are bigger. The blessings of God outweigh every obstacle that stands in your way today. Ah, somebody clap your hands unto the Lord and give him some praise today. This great cluster, amen, was evidence of God's faithfulness. Verse 23 tells us, and they came unto the brook of Eshkol, and they cut down from thence a branch of one cluster of grapes, and they bare it between two people upon one staff. Amen. How many know when God makes a promise, he always provides a preview? Come on, somebody. When God gives you a promise, he's going to give you a glimpse of what that promise is like. That's why when you come into the house of God and the Spirit of God begins moving and sweeping through the house, come on, God's giving you a little glimpse and those goosebumps begin to stand up on the back of your neck and tears begin to swell up in your eyes and shaking begins to happen in your body. God is giving you a little glimpse of what it's going to be like to be filled with his Spirit. God always provides a preview, amen, of his blessings. Amen. And then here we are. God's made a promise and God's given a preview. Can I tell you today, those grapes were a glimpse of the inheritance that waited on the children of Israel. They were a glimpse. They were a glimpse of the promises of God that awaited for them in the land of Canaan. Those grapes were not just fruit. They were faith fuel. How many know we need fuel for our faith sometimes? How many know we need God to give us a little glimpse of his goodness sometimes? How many know the troubles of life get real sometimes and the weight of life gets heavy sometimes, and we need the Lord to give us a little glimpse, and we need some fuel for our faith. Amen. God gave them a little fuel for their faith. God was showing Israel that the land that he had promised them was truly flowing with milk and with honey. Can I tell this church today, sometimes God lets you carry a cluster before he lets you possess the vineyard. Oh my God, I'm gonna say that again because it felt good. Sometimes God will make you carry a cluster before he allows you to possess your vineyard. Amen. God wants to see what you're going to do with what he gives you. How many know? On judgment day, we're going to face God. We're going to be judged by our productivity. What did we do with what God gave us? What did we do with what God gave us? Amen. And sometimes, amen, God will allow you or let you carry a little cluster before you begin to possess the vineyard. You may not have the fullness of the promise yet, but he'll give you a taste of it to let you know there's more where this came from. Come on, God will let you have one cluster just to get you a little glimpse. Come on, somebody, there's more where this came from. The cluster was heavy because the promise always carries weight. The things of God are not light, church. The things of God are not shallow, church. The things of God are not insignificant, church. The things of God are substantial. The things of God are faithful. The things of God are full of life. This cluster was a symbol of the promises of God. The cluster covered the fear of the unknown. The spies saw giants. They saw walled cities. They saw mighty armies. But can I tell you, the same God who let them see the grapes was the same God who promised them victory. The same God who gave them one cluster was going to remove the Jebusites and the Amorites and the Canaanites. It is the same God that was going to give them victory over the land. I don't know how I'm going to beat this addiction. Come on, I don't know how I'm going to make it through what I'm going through, but my cluster's big enough to cover it. Come on, somebody. I don't know what I'm going to do about this diagnosis, but my cluster's big enough to cover it. I don't know how I'm going to save my marriage, but my cluster's big enough to cover it. The cluster of God's promises is bigger than any obstacle you're ever going to face in your life today. I don't know what I'm going to do about my financial situation, but my cluster, the promises of God, are big enough to cover everything that I'm going through. The same God that gave them one cluster was the same God that gave them their victory. Come on, I don't know what I'm going to do, but God is big enough to take care of it. Come on, somebody, when you look at the fruit, you must not forget the faithfulness of the one who planted the vineyard. Woo. Come on, we look at the fruit, we just see one cluster. But what we don't realize is the one who gives us the one cluster, the little glimpse of glory in our life, is the same one who planted the vineyard. These spies, they saw all these things. They saw giants. They saw walled cities. They saw mighty armies. But two of them had enough faith in God to understand that the cluster was big enough to cover every obstacle that stood in the way. Come on, I can see the promise and I can see the obstacle, but my promise is greater than my obstacle. How many know sometimes the picture that God paints before us is so alive and so vivid that it shows us not just the promise, but it shows us the obstacle and the promise. Israel allowed fear to outweigh their faith. Can I tell you, 10 spies said, we're not able. 10 spies said, the people are too great. 10 spies said, the people are too large. But Joshua and Caleb said, we are well able. We are more than able. We got faith in our God. Come on, the difference was not in what they saw physically, because physically they all saw the same thing. The 10 saw the grapes and the giants. The 2 saw the grapes and the giants. The difference was what was on the inside of Joshua and Caleb. The difference was their faith in God. The difference was the way they viewed the cluster of grapes. How do you view your cluster today? How much can a cluster cover today? Amen. They all saw the same thing. They saw the same obstacles. They saw the same opportunities. But some saw impossibility. But some, Brother Josh, saw inheritance. Can I tell you, as the children of God, when you look at your cluster, you need to see the inheritance of God. You need to see the promises of God. You need to see the blessings of God. Hallelujah. Come on, they were able. Joshua and Caleb knew they were able. The difference was not in what they saw physically. The difference was what was on the inside of them. The difference was their faith in God. What are you focused on today? What are you believing God for today? Are you looking at the giants or are you looking at the grapes? Come on, somebody. Are you looking at the obstacles or are you looking at the promise? Are you looking at everything that's weighing you down? Are you looking at everything that's standing in your way? Are you looking how great your God is today? You got to understand today, a cluster can cover everything. What are you focused on today? What are you looking at today? Whatever you magnify in your life will dominate you. Whatever you put first in your life will dominate you. Yes, it will. It will dominate your faith. It will dominate your direction. Whatever you put first in your life will dominate you. When you lift up the fruit of God's promises, fears begin to fade. When you lift up the fruit of God's promises, anxiety begins to fade. When you lift up the fruit of God's promises, come on, all your doubt begins to fade. And the promises of God begin to come into view. Fear begins to fade. The cluster covers the fear when you remember that God's bigger than your enemy is. God is bigger than your enemy is, stronger than the walls are. Come on, more faithful to finish what he starts today. Somebody ought to give God some praise in this house right now. The cluster represents fertility. The cluster represents the potential that is only found in the promises of God. The grapes, they symbolize the richness. They symbolize the potential that only exists inside the will of God for your life. Can I tell you this, church, today? When it came to the children of Israel, when it came to all that they had seen, Brother Doug, they saw in the land of Egypt that there was leeks in Egypt. There was onions in Egypt. There was garlic in Egypt. But something there wasn't in Egypt was grapes. There was grapes in Canaan. Come on, somebody. There was fruit in Canaan. There was abundance in Canaan. In the promises of God, there is an abundance to everything. More than you'll ever need in your life is the promises of God today. Amen. The promises of God today. There was all these things in Egypt, but there was clusters in Canaan. Egypt sustained them temporarily, but Canaan was designed to bless them generationally. How many want blessings of God so big in your life that it overflows into your children, and it overflows into your grandchildren, and it overflows into your finances, and it overflows into your health, and it overflows into your neighborhood, and it overflows into your school, and it overflows into your marriage? We want the promises of God that are so big we can't carry them all by ourselves. Come on. These clusters were big, bigger than one man could handle. Amen. And these promises of God in your life today are big, bigger than one person can handle. Amen. Egypt had all these things, but Canaan had clusters. Can I tell you, God's blessings are not just for your present comfort, they're for your future and your eternity. Come on, God's blessings are much bigger than just today. God's blessings are much bigger than just right now. No, honey, let me tell you something. God's blessings are paving your way for tomorrow. God's blessings are paving your way for next week. God's blessings are paving your way for next year in your life. When you lift up the promises of God, fear begins to fade. And you begin to forget all the things that you enjoyed in Egypt. And you begin to focus upon the blessings of God in your life. The fertility of the land was a symbol of God's divine potential. How many know God has divine potential today? God has the potential to meet all your needs according to his riches in glory. How God has divine potential today. Amen. The blessings of God are too big for us to handle all by ourselves. Amen. Come on, somebody. It was a symbol of God's divine potential. Where God plants you, where God prospers you, where God multiplies you, the promise of God is not barren. It brings forth fruit in due season. Some of you have been walking through dry places. Some of you have been walking through wilderness seasons, places that seem fruitless. But the Spirit of God is saying right now with an anointing, you're closer to your cluster than you think you are. Come on, somebody give him praise right now. There's fruit hanging in your future. Somebody needs to declare it unto God right now. And that fruit's so big you won't be able to carry it all alone. Come on, God's going to make a blessing so abundant that others will have to help you bear it. God's blessings are big today. Cluster always will outweigh our challenges. Took two men to carry one cluster. That tells us something about the scale, Brother Eric, of God's blessings. They're big, they're mighty, they're strong to the pulling down of strongholds in our life today. It tells us something about the scale of God's blessings in our life. It was so great that it demanded partnership. It demanded unity. It demanded shared strength. The blessing is heavy, but the blessing is holy. We need the blessings of God in our life today. It was proof that God's promise was worth the pressure. Come on, don't let the sight of giants make you forget the weight of glory that's waiting on the other side for you. Come on, don't let the obstacles in the land of promise distort your view of where God's taken you to and where God's taken you from. God's got a plan for your life today. The giants were large. The grapes were larger in significance than the giants were in the eyes of Caleb and Joshua. The walls were high, but the word of God was higher in the minds of Joshua and Caleb. Why? Because the blessing outweighed the battle and the promise outweighed the problem. When you get your view, when you get your eyes set upon the promises of God, the cluster of grapes that the children of Israel carried back from the land of Canaan, your cluster will cover a whole lot of stuff. How much can a cluster cover? What God has prepared for you is greater, church. Let me just declare that to somebody today. What God has prepared for you is greater than what stands against you. Come on, somebody. Your cluster can cover your pain. Your cluster can cover your sorrow. Your cluster can cover your disappointment. Your cluster can cover your past today. How much can a cluster cover when you really start focusing on the promises of God? We got to focus on the promises of God today. God has prepared for you is greater than what stands against you. It can cover the things that so easily beset you. When you lift up the fruit of his promise, you're going to see his goodness greater than your grief. Huh? He's going to be a high tower. He's going to be a high tower that the righteous can run in and be safe. Amen. Stand with me as the musicians come quickly, guys. You can go eat those grapes. Save me one. How much can your cluster cover? How big is your view of the promises of God in your life. To 10 spies, the cluster was not big enough. But to 2 spies, the cluster was more than enough. How big do you view your God today? How big do you view the promises of God in your life today? Church, I just feel like I need to tell you today, we need to learn to carry the cluster and not carry the complaint. How many know people are more interested in carrying the complaint than they are carrying the cluster? Can I tell you, the complaint ain't gonna get you nowhere, but the cluster will cover everything. The cluster will make the pain fade away. The cluster will cause the healing to come. The cluster will cause the anxiety to dissipate. The marriage struggles to be overcome. The cluster will bring into perspective the promises of God in your life. 2 men carried back a cluster. 10 men carried back a complaint. Israel's downfall was when they began to focus on what frightened them more than what fed them. Ooh. There's your meme. Focus more on what feeds you than what frightens you. Because what you feed will live, and what you starve will die. Israel's problems began to come when they focused more on what frightened them instead of what fed them. Joshua and Caleb brought back a cluster with confidence that God's promise is greater than any obstacle that they could ever face in the land of Canaan. Church, what are you carrying today? What are you carrying today? He's a burden bearer. What are you carrying around with you today? You could be carrying a cluster instead of a complaint. You could be focusing upon the promises of God instead of every obstacle that stands in your way today. Are you carrying the grapes or are you carrying the grumbling? Are you magnifying the giants or are you glorifying the giver? Because God is the giver of every good thing that's in your life today. And I think He deserves every ounce of glory that we can give Him in this place today. Are you magnifying the giants or are you glorifying the giver? When you hold on to the evidence of God's promises, it covers everything else. How much can your cluster cover? It can cover everything. It can cover everything. The blessings of God are big enough to cover everything. The cluster can cover your doubt. The cluster can cover your delay. The cluster can cover your discouragement. The blessing of the Lord, the Bible says, maketh rich and addeth no sorrow with it. God's promise is still fruitful, even in a dry season. Even when we're going through some stuff, Brother Tim, even when we don't understand why things are going the way they're going, we can still hold on to the promises of God. We can still see how great the cluster is. The promise of God still stands. If you've been overwhelmed by the sight of giants in your life, today is your day to shift your focus. If you've lost track of the cluster, if you've lost view of the cluster and you're focused more on the giants than you are on the cluster, today is your day to shift your focus. Today is the day to turn your life around. Today is the day to change your perspective and begin to give the glory to God that He deserves. His promises outweigh every challenge that's in your life today. Today is your day to shift your focus. You can get out of that seat right now. You can walk to the front of this church. You can lift your hands towards heaven at this altar, and you can say, Lord, remind me of how great my cluster is. Lord, let me carry my cluster again. Lord, let me lay down this complaint. Let me get these giants out of my view, and let me get my eyes back upon your promises today, because I need to understand how great your cluster is. How much can a cluster cover? Church, it can cover everything. There's no mountain too great. There's no valley too wide. There's no problem too large that God's promises will not outweigh it. That God's promises will not outlast it. Come on, you can get out of that seat today. You can come to the front of this church believing the God who promised you faithfulness, and He is faithful to perform and finish the work that He started in your life. You can do it today. Your future is fruitful. Your Canaan is closer than you think it is, but you got to hold on to the cluster. You got to get the giants out of your mindset. You got to get the disappointments out of your heart. You got to get the weakness out of you. You got to start concentrating again on the cluster. Your Canaan is closer than you think it is, but you got to make up your mind today that you can take the land. You got to believe today that God is more than able to fulfill His promises that are in your life today. How much? How much? Come on, somebody. How much can your cluster cover? These altars are open as we sing this closing song unto the Lord.